Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Welcome to this journey of becoming. Becoming who you are deep from within your core. From the beginning of time, the spark of light, your imprint of being. You have a unique design that in its wholeness is meant for greatness. There is something so special that swells and grows within you, co-creating the power to do what no other can. It is time, dear one, for you to step into your power, into your wholeness, and to expand beyond any cages, any constraints, and fully dive into the potential of you. So, finding your space now for total rest. Rest as a portal to becoming. I'll say that one for dramatic effect. Rest as a portal to becoming. So find that rest, create that rest in your nidra nest. Take as much time as you need, for when we lay down, we automatically receive. The opportunity not just to lay our body down, but to lay down what no longer serves us. To lay down what is no longer ours to carry. We can enter deep states of healing rest where we gather ourselves back, that reverse starburst, right? From what has drawn or tempted us away from ourselves. Call all parts of you back. Call your energy back now. And snuggle into the seat of your body. No need to think too much about it. Just call your energy back with love. It's been waiting for that call. It's been waiting for this call. Now is the time. Now is your time. Lay your body down. And if you don't feel completely cozy and comfortable yet, completely supported in your nest, notice that. And then lovingly ask yourself, okay, what is it that I'm searching for to bring me the kind of rest that melts through the body? What do I need to add, to take away? What is it that I'm holding on to that holds me from my pursuit of healing rest? Notice and respond. Release your body from any thoughts, sensations, or beliefs that may be holding you down, holding you back. Give your body a moment. Adjust your body so that he, she gives you consent to rest. Rest, more powerful than the mind. Rest, your gateway to becoming everything you've ever wanted to be. Question for you. Are you ready to overcome those limiting beliefs? Are you ready to overcome your pain, your fatigue? In order to glimpse at what awaits you on the other side, are you truly resting now? Can you feel yourself resting? Another question. How do you feel yourself in rest? And what if you could fall even deeper into those warm sensations of rest? Just letting go, ever so gently, all parts of you softening into deep, supported rest. Feel your jaw soften, tongue, teeth, gums, and cheeks soften and melt. The eyes and eyelids sink to soften. And feel the face getting wide, the forehead widening into softness, the hair follicles melting and releasing, the whole skull becomes heavy. Feel a pull down with shoulders and blades, the arms heavy. Heart open, a wave of softness trickles through the belly, the abdomen, your core, a release. Unclenching glutes, opening hips, legs heavy. Toes flop, fingers curl, finding more softness through the entire body. And become aware of your body breathing. Maybe noticing how the exhales start to carry you deeper into the body, deeper into rest. Maybe allow for your next exhale to linger just a little, emptying all the way out. Feeling the exhale as an expression of surrender. What are you surrendering to today? What has been holding on tightly yet ushering you to release it? Maybe just allow it to be just as it is, giving yourself permission, consent to be just as you are, welcoming rest as the remedy. Now, find the throne of your heart, locate your heart space, notice any echoes here, what's radiating from the heart space. Draw even closer to it, feeling this sense of loving kindness now as it begins to radiate from the heart. Feel that energy of loving kindness and notice how it responds to you. When your internal gaze is upon it, like a big smile of loving kindness, your heart is just happy that you found it. Your heart grateful that you've gazed within it. And this energy of loving kindness asks you if you have a gift or a wish for it to nurture for this practice. This is where your sankalpa or intention will take root. Notice those echoes, notice what's coming up here. And with an inner and outer smile, whisper the words and the meaning of your sankalpa into the endless depths of loving kindness, expanding from your heart, your sankalpa, 3 times. And your sankalpa and that repetition, it's like being hugged from the inside out. It just grows and grows, expanding in its generosity from the center of you to the endless space around you. The influence of rest is beginning to unfold. Now, let's see where it leads to through the progression of body sensing and awareness. What do your whispers, your echoes, your currents of loving kindness feel like? Not much thought is needed here. Sensing into the vibration of loving kindness. Now, send those whispers, those vibration, the current of loving kindness from your heart down into the right arm and all five fingers and fingertips, the right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, little finger. Those whispers of love find their way into the whole right hand. Now the right wrist, elbow, shoulder, collarbone, and right shoulder blade. Whispers of loving kindness calling your whole right arm, the shoulder, back to the heart. Those currents of loving kindness permeate the chest space from the right to the left to the right, front to back and back to front, expanding outward to the edges of the chest walls, through the upper and lower abdomen. No space going untouched by these loving whispers of kindness. Feel them move down into the pelvic bowl, brought back to wholeness through these whispers, dancing through the spaces of the pelvis, weaving here. And feel down from right hip to right thigh, and sensing the right knee, lower leg, and ankle, stretching out into the toes and toe tips, loving kindness greeting the right foot and toes, the whole right foot, whole right leg coming home. Coming back with kindness to the heart. Feel the sensation mirror into the left toes and toe tips now. Through to the whole of the left foot, ankle, lower leg, left knee, thigh, and hip. Washed with the whispers of loving kindness. The whole left foot, whole left leg coming home to the heart. And sense and wander back through the space of the pelvis now. The lower and upper abdomen, chest and chest walls. Feeling the magnetism of loving kindness within the whole chest. Feel the left collarbone now, shoulder blade, left shoulder, upper arm, elbow, left wrist, a wash of whispers greeting down through left hand and fingertips, the left thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, little finger, all five fingers and fingertips. Vibrations of loving kindness finding their way into the whole left hand, whole left arm, as they are called back to the heart with love. And then as the body lays in this space, total awareness, sprinkles of ease and relaxation from the sky fall upon your right toes and the top of your right foot. This magical dust begins to make contact on the skin. It blooms and blossoms the brightest, bluest light. Now sense it landing on your left toes and the top of the left foot. Both feet and toes now sprinkled with this luminous blue dust, morphing into brilliant blue as it lands. This iridescent shower lands upon the right ankle, the left ankle, right lower leg, left lower leg, right kneecap, left kneecap, right thigh, left thigh, all transmuting into this bright blue covering as it lands. Now feeling that dust land in the space from the pubis to the belly button, belly button to the ribs, and all the space here. Ribs to the collarbones, the space here. The whole right shoulder, the whole left shoulder, whole right arm, whole left arm, whole right hand and fingers, whole left hand and fingers illuminated by this glorious healing dust, landing on the skin with this iridescent blue glistening healing spark. Now sense from the collarbones narrowing up through the neck, landing at that space between the neck and the throat, throat to jaw, jaw to mouth. Sense the bottom lip, top lip, right cheekbone, left cheekbone, right nostril, left nostril, tip of the nose, bridge of the nose, the inner corners of your right eye, inner corner of your left eye, outer corner of right eye, outer corner of left, the right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow. This healing dust landing on the third eye center. Now this blue luminosity at third eye center. The forehead to the hairline, top of the head, right side of the head, left side of the head, right ear, left ear. Dust landing on the contours of the whole face, illuminating the face with this glistening blue light, bathing all your contours and curves. Sense the lightest of touch over the whole body. The whole body bathed in this blue glistening healing dust. The lightest of touch through the whole body. The whole body. this protective sheath of dust, allowing for the whole body to feel weightless, invisible, hidden from the seeing eye. A sense of dissolving now into wholeness, complete wholeness. All that remains is a spark of healing blue light. What does it feel like to be hidden? In what ways have you experienced being hidden, hiding from? What does it feel like in your body to be hidden? Now shift into the sensations of feeling seen. Express what feeling seen does within you. To be seen. And release that into the spark of blue light. And how does it feel to be confused? What happens within you when you feel confused? Now, what does clarity feel like? What is it like to feel clarity? An inner knowing from within. Release that into the spark of blue light. Now, what does falseness feel like? That felt sense of something being false or fake. Now, replace falseness with truth. Experience truthfulness and fully tap into the feelings, the sensations of truth. Feel truth as the spark of blue light flashes from beyond the third eye. Feel yourself deepen into the third eye and the spark of blue light as we journey into a visualization, allowing your intuitive, wise body to enter in. Through the spark of blue light, you find yourself now in the opening of a crystal cave. The air is magnetic, cool, practically thick with mystery. There are crystals of all shapes and sizes around you, each with its own color, own personality, own energy, all together creating this playful cave of crystals, Even a smooth crystal floor appears below your feet, your reflection glowing, gazing back at you. And as you walk, as you deepen into the entrance of this cave, you gaze around you now in complete awe at the sheer magnificence, the magic around you, mesmerizing you to a point of almost giddiness. You arrive at this opening in the cave, glorious in stature, dreamlike. You can't even believe where you are. And as you gaze around you, before you are seven doors appearing in the shape of a curve. Each door is built of a different type of crystal. Use your time now and envision each door from left to right, noticing the color, shapes, textures, structure, the feeling. Acclimate yourself with these seven crystal doors. And notice what you become aware of when you focus your awareness, your attention on each door. If it helps, you can touch them, walk in front of them, feeling their energy, their power, their mystery. Now, without pause, I want you to walk towards the door that calls for your heart. And as you get closer, notice that door opening. As you get to the door, open it fully and step straight through. No questions. You're ready for this. It's time to step into your future. Feel yourself step through the doorway, journeying into the spark of your potential, who you are destined to become. Allow your free will to explore the vast expression of your future. Watch it unfolding like a children's pop-up book, as each turn of the page is a joyful creation of what is to come. Keep turning the pages. I'm gonna let you explore a little longer. This is the pop-up book, the pages of your brilliant future. What do you see? What pops up? I will guide you back when the time is right. And awaken to that inner smile, absorbing the magic, the potential, the magnetic energy of this potent crystal cave portal. And that inner smile begins to lovingly whisper the words of your Sankalpa, your intention. Feeling these whispers through the immense, immeasurable potential of who you are. Your Sankalpa, 3 times. And that spark of blue light piercing your heart, opening it to fully receive the wholeness of your Sankalpa, just as you are, just as you are. Begin to turn on your feet, noticing the crystal doorway you walked through appearing in front of you. With an inner and outer smile, slowly walk back through the doorway. And as you transition, gaze into the palms of your hands to find the bluest of crystals sparkling in the palms of your hands. Your future hasn't left you, it's not gone. It has now become you. Feel the awareness of your body in space. Time beginning to reassert herself. See if you can first drop a little deeper into your heart space before you slowly transition to wakefulness. Sit here, back at the throne of the heart. And I want you to listen for the call to move. You can deepen your breath, and whenever you receive that call, you can move with ease while remaining in that seat of the heart. When you're ready, you could wiggle, stretch, shimmy, smile, maybe roll to your side, come to your belly, a seat. And notice if there's a download, an integration that can take place in this moment before rising. Pause, be grateful, recognize the journey you embarked on today. And offer yourself permission, give that consent to linger in your feelings, your revelations, your realizations, in that deep love, that inner smile. Rest as the remedy for as long as you need. With my hands at my heart center, I see you. I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dearest friend.